Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Enjoy, enjoy. It is 8:07, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Go Gators, number one seed in the bracketology. More about that coming up. But first, we've got our friend Nanette Holt with us from Epic Times. Good morning, Nanette. How you doing?
Hey, doing great. Good to see you.
It's always a pleasure to have you in the studio and the great reporting done for the Epic Times. But I got to tell you, this story that you want to talk about today is important, but it is, gosh, it is sickening. And it is the illegal horse meat market that apparently is going on big time here in Florida.
It really is. This is the epicenter of this crime. And, you know, knowledge is power. So we're going to tell people what they need to know. But so many people don't know that horses are at risk. And what is happening is there's great demand for horse meat. It's illegal to possess horse meat. You go to prison if you're caught with it. The problem is when people butcher horses for meat, it's a crime that's not being investigated, prosecuted very often. People have been put in prison here recently in recent years, but the gentleman that we've been talking to for a big report we have coming out, all he does is put people undercover in these
slaughter... Try to infiltrate, yeah.
Right. He infiltrates, he packages the evidence, he turns it over to agencies, and they're not interested.
Well, sometimes they are, but a lot of times they're not, apparently.
Yeah, very, very rarely are they interested. Anyway, what happens is these folks that are supplying this illegal horse meat trade, this black market meat, they are coming and taking horses out of people's barns and backyards in the middle of the night, leading them a little bit away, slaughtering them. It takes about 2 hours to remove the meat that they want, and then you find your horse butchered. It's really a terrible crime.
Oh, my God. So they leave it there. I read where it doesn't appear in many cases that they use a gun. They don't want the sound to alarm people. So you're talking about what could be a much slower, more torturous death for the animal. Which leads me to believe, look, it seems like we've made great strides in stopping people who are cruel to animals. I mean, here's clearly beyond cruelty to animals, and it's also a property crime. Many of these horses are worth thousands of dollars, right?
Right, absolutely. There was a horse actually in the Marion County area that had just been imported from Germany, I believe. He was worth a lot of money, many, many zeros, and they just hadn't gotten him insured yet. And there was video camera of the thieves coming in, leading him out. They let him, they cut the fence, led him right through the fence, butchered him. And, you know, those huge property loss. What people don't realize is Marion County is the horse capital of the world. So even if you don't have horses, you're affected in this area by horses. One in five jobs in that area are related to horses. The area has a $4.3 billion economic impact when it comes to horses, people coming for horse shows, people coming for racing, training, whatever. So, but there are things people can do to help, even if they don't have horses.
And what would that be?
Well, if you see someone poking around, paying attention to a neighbor's horse, you know, maybe doing something that they shouldn't, you wouldn't normally expect. Maybe they're standing looking over the fence. This is typically how these things go down. People realize later their house was being cased. Their barn was being cased. People were slowing down, trying to feed the horses. We wrote about a woman who lost her beloved horse, and it came to be seen that they had been feeding this horse at night treats over the fence to lure her up so that when they came in the night, on the night they decided they would kill her, she would come right to them. They cut the fence, went in, slaughtered her, and left her remains.
Now, I remember years ago reading about where people were selling their horses and unknowingly selling them to these butchers. But at that time, I think a lot of the news stories related to it being going down to Mexico. And I thought, well, that's for people who are willing, I guess, to eat meat. But now I come to understand, via your reporting, that some consider it like a delicacy. Some cultures, they think it's, I don't know, special in some way. So this is not for poor people. This is meat that's generating, what, $20 to $40 a pound?
That is right. If they can get their hands on a thoroughbred racehorse, and a former thoroughbred racehorse, they consider that to be the most desirable. Or if they can kill a pregnant mare and get the meat from the baby she's carrying, that's also very valuable. It's not for the taste.
Wow.
Some cultures believe that horse meat provides medicinal properties, that it's can help in curing cancer and blood disorders, or that it provides, you know, virility. And sadly, it's not even safe to eat. Well, many horses are just pumped full of drugs to keep their joints healthy, and to, you know, for whatever reason, they're getting supplements and things. They get great horse care, health care, better than a lot of humans.
Well, look, I've got some solutions, and I'll just go through them, and then you tell me why it couldn't be done. We have chips and implants for dogs and cats. Could an implant, would that help with the tracking? Now, I read further that you have a limited time span. You got maybe 2 hours, and they're done butchering that animal, right?
Yeah, they kill the horse very quickly, move very fast to take the meat. A lot of horses are microchipped, but that's not going to help, because where they put the microchip on a horse is not where they're taking that meat. So you can't track the meat that way, and it's not like got a transponder on it, so you wouldn't know as the meat was moving.
That's what they need to work towards, something that will alert you that your horse is beyond its boundaries. So that would work for horses that are just runaways, broken fences, but also it would alert you then, like in real time, hey, alert, 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 your horse is not inside, you know, the area. Cameras, and not just cameras around, which I know we're in rural areas, they don't have a lot of cameras around, but maybe try to do that, especially where there's entrances where everybody kind of has to drive in or out, and try to cover it that way. And then, like you said, a lot of stuff's not safe to eat. Is there something else that maybe we could feed the horse or inject the horse with that won't hurt the horse, but would make the meat basically unedible?
You know, I think that they know that the meat is dangerous, but there's demand. Mm, and where there's demand, you're going to find a way, people will find
a way
to supply.
It's like fentanyl.
Right. In fact, this gentleman, Richard Kudo, who has really spearheaded the investigations throughout the state and is really calling for this task force, along with Representative Meg Weinberger, who's now in the House, you know, he says that they're just, if you sell your horse say a lot of people say, I can't keep a horse that's gotten too expensive. If you sell your horse for less than $20,000, you may be selling it to someone who's just going to put it on a trailer and go to an illegal slaughterhouse. And I asked him about Alachua County and Marion County. He said there are illegal slaughterhouses in backyards where they are taking these horses that are purchased legally and are then butchered. He said he would put his own horse to sleep if he had to sell it for less than $20,000.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, you know, you say, I can't take care of it, but hey, I want a family. Maybe they have a child. This would be a great activity. They can afford the horse, and you don't even sell it for a lot of money, not realizing, like you say, what could end up happening. Now we're trying to alert people of what the risks are and just how sick and sad this whole thing is. Do you think you've got, you've raised enough awareness where we're at that curve where things are going to change positively, or the greed factor and the demand just too high?
Well, I think the solution is in the works. There is an effort to make all the law enforcement agencies in the state start communicating. They did not want to talk to us about it. They often don't take a report when someone knows that this is what has happened to their horse. Their horse has disappeared, or maybe they foiled an attempt to steal their horse. The agencies, most of them, are not taking reports. So once all the agencies are communicating on this statewide task force that is in the works, the hope is that they can crack down. But right now, the thieves are emboldened because no one's really doing a lot.
I mean, I thought, you know, rustling of cattle, stealing horses was like a hanging offense in many cases. And I think that they're really going to have to crack down and punish. I know maybe a couple of people have wound up in prison, but not nearly enough, right?
Not enough.
Wow. Appreciate that very much. Nanette Holt from Epic Times, and you could probably read more about that upcoming issues of Epic Times. And what a terrible story, and it really impacting our area. We've got a lot more going on as well here in North Central Florida, so stick around. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It's 8:22. Yeah, that's it. 8:22. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. But Greg Cassidy has a traffic update.
Yeah, but talking about this I-75 issue, north end of Sumter County, where the actually a truck hit the bridge there, and things were really shut down throughout the morning commute, and that's been affecting traffic on the turnpike trying to get on the I-75 and also I-75 south of the turnpike. Apparently, they are getting a little traffic through now, which is the first time that's happened all morning long. So still, it's going to be a slow go for a while because it's really backed up. But some good news, some lanes are getting through now.
Yeah, just give up and start celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Or you can do that, yes.
Yes, you can do that. Oh, yeah. By the way, happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. It is March 17th. There's going to be a big parade. Ocala, some of the downtown streets will be closed off. The parade is from 5 to 6 p.m., so plan accordingly. The Budweiser Clydesdales are going to be in that parade, and that's very cool. So bring the whole family out for that. Speaking of Clydesdales, I was just talking about an absolutely, utterly gross and disgusting story about horse meat and how thieves are stealing and butchering horses to sell their meat that to some has some special value, they believe, and it's selling for $20 to $40 a pound, a lot of it going to South Florida. But they're stealing and butchering horses in our listening area. Of course, that's gross, and we don't want to see that happen. And it is happening a lot, apparently. So I just wanted to make sure that everybody was aware of this issue. And here's the thing. They steal the horse. They case the property out, maybe even on the same night. They case the property out, maybe in the evening or whatever. Sometimes come by multiple times, try to make friends with the horse. Then they come back very, very late at night or early morning hours, get the horse, away, usually not a very long distance, and they slaughter the horse right there on the spot. So it's not like they necessarily need horse trailers, so they fly under the radar as far as suspicion goes. It takes about 2 hours, approximately, to slaughter one of these beautiful animals, and rarely do the people get caught. And I want to make you aware of a Facebook users that share information. The group is called Keeping Florida Horses Safe / Suspicious Activity. So Keeping Florida Horses Safe. Look for that on Facebook. Join that group. Keep an eye out for suspicious activity if you live anywhere in the area where there's, beautiful horses around. Mm-hmm. And because folks are after them because they can make money on it, and it just is...
what a shame.
It really is. It really is sad. And there's people that are working hard to try to address the issue, but the big thing now is we got to raise awareness of it. Then we can address it in Tallahassee and strengthen laws. Mm-hmm. I mean, what happened to the Old West? You know, you steal someone's cattle, you steal someone's horse, that's a hanging offense. I mean, that's a capital punishment.
But in talking to Nanette, it sounds like there's nothing you can do about it, and you could potentially be in trouble if you were to do something to these people, slaughtering your horse. Which I mean, we know the people that own these horses. You know, it's like messing with their family.
Well, it really is. It really is. You know, if
that's just wrong.
It's an invasion. It is a property. Theft. It is a crime that way. But really, the whole cruelty to animal thing takes on a new meaning.
Yeah.
And if these people aren't caught and thrown in prison, yeah. So there's a lot of different areas where it needs to be done. Law enforcement, it's going to be very low priority for a lot of them. You may get frustrated with that, and that's another area that you can address. You know, depending, you know, with local sheriffs, you can say, hey, that's an elected position. I want to know what you're going to do on behalf of horse owners, so they're not going to be subjected to this kind of fear that their horse is going to be slaughtered. Ugh. It's awful. Yeah. And if you sell your horse, there's people that'll buy it legally. Hey, mm-hmm. They paid for it. They left with your horse.
Yep.
You think it's all good. And they take it to one of these illegal slaughterhouses and they destroy that animal. And a lot of sellers are not even aware of that. So things you need to know, unfortunately. So we're trying to pass that information along to you. Well, a little dysfunction within the Democrat Party. Yeah.
A little.
Well, more than their normal high level of dysfunction, I guess I should say.
Okay.
You've got Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, who, she is different.
That's a nice way to put it, yeah.
And she says that many Americans want young, fresh leadership. And that was a specific answer when she was asked about Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Ooh.
And whether he should stay in his role. Remember, he signed off on the bill, the spending bill.
Yeah.
And apparently some Democrats are just over the top unhappy with him. So, yeah, there's some infighting in there.
That brings us just a little joy.
Yeah, keep squabbling.
Yeah, please.
Well, they have nothing to offer except telling people mistruths about Trump and Musk, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they have. It is 8:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, in case you missed our great interview with Nanette. You can pick that up on the Bob Rose Show podcast, wherever you normally get your podcasts. Click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of the show. Good morning and welcome another day in paradise, my friends, especially since it's St. Patrick's Day. I enjoy, my friends. It is 8:34. Greg Cassidy is here. I'm Bob Rose. We appreciate you supporting what we do, especially when it comes to things like the Bob Rose Golf Scramble, completely sold out. Yep, it is Friday, April 4th, presented by Gainesville Harley-Davidson on 97.3 The Sky. 100% of the proceeds will benefit the great local work done for the developmentally disabled through the Arc of Alachua County. Proud to have my name associated with them. We sold it out in record time. It's for an awesome cause, so thank you very, very much. I look forward to seeing those who are involved coming up on April the 4th at the beautiful Hawkstone Golf and Country Club. It's going to be a great event for a great cause. Thanks again. Really appreciate it. Speaking of golf, President Trump won the golf championship at his club in Palm Beach. And, yeah, he mentioned it on X. I won the, I'm sorry, on True Social. I won the golf club championship, probably my last, he said. Such a great honor. Pretty excited about that. So, is he tired of winning? No. Is he going to take this winning streak and use it to stop wars? He very well could. He is going to have some sort of conversation with Putin. And they say this will happen this week. Some are saying it may be as early as tomorrow. So President Trump, busy working on peace. How can you hate someone who is attempting to save real lives and real bloodshed, but yet the left finds a way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Well, I'm not crazy about war, but, you know, I don't want Trump to have any wins. So, yeah, let's get some more, Let's get some more blood and guts out there. How can people defend it? Like a judge. Yeah, I don't think that's right that you take that flight with all those gang members, murders, rapists, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think they should be deported. Really? What do you think should be done with them? You want to take them into your house? Into your neighborhood? Judge? Mm-hmm. Think not. Luckily, the plane was already off the ground and into international airspace before the judge completely ruled. And so...
What are these people thinking?
I don't know.
How can you even think, yeah, this is what's good for the American people that I theoretically, you know, am here to protect at some level?
Hootie's bad, Blowfish good. Oh, wait, Blowfish,
well,
it could be good, but you better be careful.
Yeah, it can kill
you. If you play with Blowfish.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because people eat it.
And this isn't the Hootie like it's in Hootie. Some would say Hootie.
Well, I mean, Hootie was never his name. We did that,
didn't
we?
You don't think that was his natural born name? And he formed a band called the Blowfish?
And then he changed his name to what? What's his name now?
He's Drucker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's funny.
All right, so the leader of this jihadist terror organization, commonly known as Houthis, announced a new campaign against American and Israeli oppression. You know who's oppressed? The Houthis that take the orders from the chief Houthis. That's who's oppressed.
Hmm.
They're the ones that go and die while the fat cats sit back and call the shots.
Yeah.
And just keep getting richer and fatter. But it's all for the cause. We're being oppressed. Remember, we're being oppressed. Yeah, some of them are living like in gutter and other areas where they are living really in the lap of luxury.
Yeah.
But they send people to their death for the cause.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now it's a new campaign against American and Israeli oppression. That was an unhinged speech that came out on Sunday, threatening to escalate against American military assets in the Middle East. Well, we'll see. Trump's airstrikes appear to be a response themselves to the Houthis threatening to resume attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea region last week after a relative lull in maritime terrorism following the implementation of a tentative ceasefire between Hamas and the Nation of Israel. You ever wonder why a lot of the stuff that does take place on the water doesn't always seem to get as widely reported as it should?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because then most people would become what they should be, which is anti-Israel. terrorist.
Yeah.
But they don't want you to know, I guess, all the different evil things that they're up to. So, but yeah, what does that mean? Oh, that their cause is just, I guess. And, you know, murdering innocent people is perfectly okay for your so-called just cause.
Well, I don't know. You look at the, you know, the college kids and the folks that come in for the little protest. They seem to think that sort of lifestyle and activity is okay.
Yeah, they're brainwashed.
Yeah.
They're not dumb either. That's part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are quite smart in some ways that you measure that.
Book smart, maybe.
Yeah, but they've succumbed to this. I don't know. They make you feel maybe guilty. Well, many of these have been, you know, raised through schools that taught them that, you know, America is kind of, you know, it's inherently evil. Yeah, it's pretty much a bad place. And, you know, we give smallpox to Native Americans. And, you know, that's how we operate.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't say anything about, you know, rescuing, you know, the Jews at the hands of the Nazis and things like that. And, you know, freeing all the people in Europe that would have been under, you know, Nazi control. Yeah, yeah.
No, let's go buy us a T-shirt with, you know, some Cuban.
Che Guevara.
Yeah,
there,
exactly.
Anything about his murderous history.
You know, they're, you know, rebels protecting the average person.
Yeah, there's a romanticism that goes with it.
But they don't get the whole story.
So, U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin are expected to speak this week. Officials did announce this on Sunday as Washington and Kyiv's European allies press Moscow to accept a ceasefire in the three-year war. And, Putin's going to want something for that ceasefire, and it will be a negotiation. And who better to be part of a negotiation than the man who wrote the book himself, The Art of the Deal? So, yes, this president is doing exactly the right thing. Can you trust Putin per se? No, of course not. But that doesn't mean you should just sit by and watch people die when there are things that maybe you can help to come to fruition that would be beneficial to those involved, especially the innocent folks on the ground. All right. Let's see. Speaker Mike Johnson. Basically, in a nutshell, he says, Democrats seem to hate President Trump more than they love America.
Seems about right.
It really is when you look at the things that they say and how they behave. It really is a derangement syndrome. They're like off to the races, and they don't even want to hear anything that takes some of the air out of their so-called arguments. They can't defend their positions, so of course they don't want to. Look, when you feel strongly about something, if you truly feel it, you should be able to defend it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people, you know, if they want to attack, you know, Christianity or whatever, I'm no expert in it, but I feel like I can defend it pretty well. Because I care about it. There's a level of passion there.
Mm-hmm.
Why do these people that post all this stuff refuse to do any homework unless it's like, you know, on the Salon or some other website that's clearly, you know, far left wackadoodle? Because they don't want to know differently than what they're led to believe. It is a comfort zone for them. But then they get mad if like somebody, you know, unfriends them. They get mad if somebody will question them. Hey, I was just wondering, I mean, is everything that Trump did bad? Or, you know, cutting waste and fraud, can there be some good things about that? No.
Huh.
You know, the price of eggs actually has come down. No. And then they cite the article. They put the article in there, a link to the article. Yeah, the price of eggs is going down. Nope, they won't accept that. And it goes on and on and on. They hear it, they repeat it, and that's all they want to know, and that's all they need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, that's un-American, frankly, when you can't have a debate. When it's, no, this is what's going on. Trump is evil. And Elon Musk is stealing from us. I mean, so he said, you know, is that... what's the word I'm looking for? you know, Elon has government contracts.
Right.
Yet he's working to cut the fat out of said government. So is that a conflict? Is there a conflict of interest? And, of course, the lefties come out and go, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Not if it's not dealing with the spending that impacts him.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he doesn't have, if he, as long as he's not directing more work or bigger contracts right. his way, which he's not, then there is no conflict there. Because if you want to play that game, you're telling me the people in Congress and our leaders, so-called leaders, that don't create conflicts every day between laws that they are helping to write and businesses and stocks they take advantage of because of said laws and regulations, etc. Give me a break. It's 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And I wish you a very happy St. Patrick's Day on 97.3 The Sky. It was on this date, way back in 461, back when we were just three digits old.
Wow, that's going way back.
March 17th, 461, St. Patrick died. Yes.
Oh.
Isn't it weird he died on his day?
What are the odds of that? What are the odds?
I'm sorry, sometimes I can't help myself. I don't know if you know the story. Let's see if I can do it in a quick way. There was a book that was written about his last years. He was born in Great Britain, they believe probably in Scotland, to a well-to-do Christian family of Roman citizens. Patrick was captured and enslaved at age 16 by Irish marauders. For the next 6 years, he worked as a herder in Ireland, turning to a deepening religious faith for comfort. Following the counsel of a voice he heard in a dream one night, he escaped and found passage on a ship to Britain, where he was eventually reunited with his family. Yay! That's it, right? No! Listen to this. So while in Britain, he has another dream in which an individual named Victoricus gave him a letter entitled The Voice of the Irish. As he read it, Patrick seemed to hear the voices of Irishmen pleading for him to return to their country and walk among them once again. Can you imagine that? You were held there. You were taken by Irish marauders, and you were held for 6 years. You were captive. And he hears a voice, he thinks, of Irishmen pleading for him to return. After studying for the priesthood, Patrick was ordained a bishop. He arrived in Ireland in 433 and began preaching the gospel, converting many thousands of Irish and building churches around the country. After 40 years of living in poverty, teaching, traveling, and working tirelessly, Patrick died on March 17th, 461 in Saul, where he had built his first church. Isn't that something? I mean, look, it's hard to put all the pieces together, but they believe that's pretty close to how things went down. It really is a big story. And, you know, all we as Americans, unfortunately, or maybe even around the world, it's a day we drink green beer. So there's much more to that story. As I've become like my dad, I'm a fan of history.
Yes.
Learning more. Mm-hmm. It's like I wish I had really gotten into it and had a passion for it when I was much younger. And I did a little bit, and that was probably because of my dad. He read, I don't know, I'm not exaggerating, 4 books a week in many cases. Novels. That was after he was retired. Before that, he was probably reading one a week. All right. Co-Gators. Wow. Did you see the game? I did the whole thing, and they were awesome. Well, the Florida Gators beat the Tennessee Volunteers yesterday to clinch the SEC championship 86-77, and the Gators just looked super strong. I mean, if they can continue at this kind of pace and this rate, I think they'll do very well and will be in the talk. They're in the talk right now for the national championship, and they got a number one seed in their bracket. So go Gators. They take on Norfolk State Friday in Raleigh at 6:50 p.m. And, a lot of people do the bracket things, and, you know, you can do them for fun. There's things you can do online. It's nearly impossible to get them all right.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's fun, and, you know, you could pick all the favorites, and you'll lose. You can pick some upsets,
yeah,
and you'll lose. You have to pick the exact right upsets, the exact right favorites. But it makes the games a little more interesting and exciting when you start to kind of shape it out how you think it's going to be. And I'm going to do that. I look forward to kind of setting mine down. Are you, Greg? I know you're not a big basketball fan.
Not a huge deal.
You just now you don't want to do
I'll
it at all.
It along. No.
You don't play at all.
I don't get into the whole brackets and all. No, none of that. No. For any sport of that kind of thing, doesn't really. No, I get
it. If it was like gun brands, you know, and they were breaking it down to like at the end, it would be like the best brand or whatever. He would do that.
Oh, now we're
right.
Okay, see now, yeah, okay. So you know,
M&K is going against Glock or something like that.
H&K, yeah,
H&K,
them too. Yeah, uh-huh.
MLK.
Suddenly, yeah,
all the guns.
My staccato makes my HKs look like peasants. I don't get it.
44 caliber, 43 caliber, all of them.
All the numbers, Bob says. All those numbers.
My AR-17.
Yeah. I used to like Joe Biden.
Yeah. Just like him.
Oh.
Wow.
Where's he lately? What's he doing?
Eating Scrapple in Scrapple, Pennsylvania.
Oh, that explains
Going
it.
Back to his roots.
Okay. Hadn't seen him lately. Where's Kamala?
No, he has been off the radar screen.
He really has. I mean.
I hope he's all right. I don't wish him any ill will.
He hadn't been all right for a long
time.
Hope
he gets to enjoy all that money that he helped to funnel.
I know. You know, when you look at it that way, it's kind of like, really? You spent your whole chunk of your career doing all these illegal things, and then at some point, what's it really accomplish?
During the online overtime segment of Friday's broadcast of Real Time, host Bill Maher said that environmental money spent by the Biden administration in its final days was, quote, just funneling money to people who are not solving the problem. Yeah, you think? And the groups that got the money, quote, were not really environmental groups, and they had no experience in doing it. Yeah, that's absolutely true. Bill Maher, he's... you know, starting to say a lot of common sense things. So pretty soon the lefties, it won't be long, they'll stop watching them. They don't want to hear it. They really don't want to hear the voice of reason.
But it's still good in a sense, though, when you've got somebody like that who has been so lefty, kind of looking every once in a while like he makes sense sometimes. And you hope that the word gets out. Maybe it plants a seed in someone else's mind. You know?
What it is even though I don't agree with him on most issues,
right.
The bottom line is he's a pretty smart guy. And so what happens if you're a pretty smart guy is there's a certain point in which you say, now, wait a second. That's simply not true.
Right.
I might like the people who are presenting this or whatever, but I just can't go along with it intellectually. It just doesn't work for me.
Right.
And so, yeah, he's right. That, what was it, $2 billion coming to groups affiliated with Stacey Abrams?
Yeah.
It was a ridiculous amount of money. It was all done at the last minute. And one of the groups that received a huge amount of money had only, you know, had $100 in their coffer the year before. In other words, they didn't have any experience.
They weren't real, no.
In how you could possibly spend that money, even if you were doing it for the right reasons, which they're not. 9 o'clock stretch is coming up next. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is definitely a happy St. Patrick's Day. Enjoy 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's 8:22. Yeah, that's it. 8:22. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. But Greg Cassidy has a traffic update.
Yeah, but talking about this I-75 issue, north end of Sumter County, where a truck hit the bridge there, and things were really shut down throughout the morning commute, and that's been affecting traffic on the turnpike, trying to get on the I-75 and also I-75 south of the turnpike. Apparently, they are getting a little traffic through now, which is the first time that's happened all morning long. So still, it's going to be a slow go for a while because it's really backed up. But some good news. Some lanes are getting through now.
Yeah, just give up and start celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Or you can do that, yes.
Yes, you can do that. Oh, yeah. By the way, happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. It is March 17th. There's going to be a big parade. Ocala, some of the downtown streets will be closed off. The parade is from 5 to 6 p.m., so plan accordingly. The Budweiser Clydesdales are going to be in that parade, and that's very cool. So bring the whole family out for that. Speaking of Clydesdales, I was just talking about an absolutely, utterly gross and disgusting story about horse meat and how thieves are stealing and butchering horses to sell their meat that to some has some special value, they believe, and it's selling for $20 to $40 a pound, a lot of it going to South Florida. But they're stealing and butchering horses in our listening area. Of course, that's gross, and we don't want to see that happen. And it is happening a lot, apparently. So I just wanted to make sure that everybody was aware of this issue. And here's the thing. They steal the horse. They case the property out, maybe even on the same night. They case the property out, maybe in the evening or whatever. Sometimes come by multiple times, try to make friends with the horse. Then they come back very, very late at night or early morning hours, get the horse, away, usually not a very long distance, and they slaughter the horse right there on the spot. So it's not like they necessarily need horse trailers, so they fly under the radar as far as suspicion goes. It takes about 2 hours, approximately, to slaughter one of these beautiful animals, and rarely do the people get caught. And I want to make you aware of a Facebook users that share information. The group is called Keeping Florida Horses Safe / Suspicious Activity. So Keeping Florida Horses Safe. Look for that on Facebook. Join that group. Keep an eye out for suspicious activity if you live anywhere in the area where there's beautiful horses around. Mm-hmm. And because folks are after them because they can make money on it, and it just is
what a shame.
It really is. It really is sad. And there's people that are working hard to try to address the issue, but the big thing now is we got to raise awareness of it, then we can address it in Tallahassee and strengthen laws. Mm-hmm. I mean, what happened to the Old West? You know, you steal someone's cattle, you steal someone's horse, that's a hanging offense. I mean, that's a capital punishment.
But in talking to Nanette, it sounds like there's nothing you can do about it, and you could potentially be in trouble if you were to do something to these people, slaughtering your horse. Which, I mean, we know the people that own these horses. You know, it's like messing with their family.
Well, it really is. It really is. You know, if
that's just wrong.
It's an invasion. It is a property, you know, theft. It is a crime that way. But really, the whole cruelty to animal thing takes on a new meaning.
Yeah.
And if these people aren't caught and thrown in prison, yeah. So there's a lot of different areas where it needs to be done. Law enforcement, it's going to be very low priority for a lot of them. You may get frustrated with that, and that's another area that you can address, you know, depending, you know, with local sheriffs. You can say, hey, that's an elected position. You know, I want to know what you're going to do on behalf of horse owners so they're not going to be subjected to this kind of fear that their horse is going to be slaughtered. Ugh. It's awful. Yeah. And if you sell your horse, there's people that'll buy it legally. Hey, mm-hmm. They paid for it. They left with your horse.
Yep.
You think it's all good. And they take it to one of these illegal slaughterhouses, and they destroy that animal. And a lot of sellers are not even aware of that. So things you need to know, unfortunately. So we're trying to pass that information along to you. Well, a little dysfunction within the Democrat Party. Yeah.
A little.
Well, more than their normal high level of dysfunction, I guess I should say.
Okay.
You've got Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, who, you know, she is different.
That's a nice way to put it, yeah.
And she says that many Americans want young, fresh leadership. And that was a specific answer when she was asked about Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Ooh.
And whether he should stay in his role. Remember, he signed off on the bill, the spending bill.
Yeah.
And apparently some Democrats are just over the top unhappy with him. So, yeah, there's some infighting in there.
That brings us just a little joy.
Yeah, keep squabbling.
Yeah, please.
Well, they have nothing to offer except telling people mistruths about Trump and Musk, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they have. It is 8:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, in case you missed our great interview with Nanette. You can pick that up on the Bob Rose Show podcast, wherever you normally get your podcast. Click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. Good morning and welcome another day in paradise, my friends, especially since it's St. Patrick's Day. I enjoy, my friends. It is 8:34. Greg Cassidy is here. I'm Bob Rose. We appreciate you supporting what we do, especially when it comes to things like the Bob Rose Golf Scramble, completely sold out. Yep, it is Friday, April 4th, presented by Gainesville Harley-Davidson on 97.3 The Sky. 100% of the proceeds will benefit the great local work done for the developmentally disabled through the Arc of Alachua County. Proud to have my name associated with them. We sold it out in record time. It's for an awesome cause, so thank you very, very much. I look forward to seeing those who are involved coming up on April the 4th at the beautiful Hawkstone Golf and Country Club. It's going to be a great event for a great cause. Thanks again. Really appreciate it. Speaking of golf, President Trump won the golf championship at his club in Palm Beach. And, he mentioned it on X. On True Social. I won the golf club championship, probably my last, he said. Such a great honor. Pretty excited about that. So, is he tired of winning? No. Is he going to take this winning streak and use it to stop wars? Very well could. He is going to have some sort of conversation with Putin Then they say this will happen this week. Some are saying it may be as early as tomorrow. So President Trump, busy working on peace. How can you hate someone who is attempting to save real lives and real bloodshed, but yet the left finds a way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Well, I'm not crazy about war, but, you know, I don't want Trump to have any wins. So, yeah. Yeah. Let's get some more. Yeah. Let's get some more blood and guts out there. How can people defend it? Like a judge. Yeah, I don't think that's right that you take that flight with all those gang members. Murders, rapists, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think they should be deported. Really? What do you think should be done with them? You want to take them into your house? Into your neighborhood? Judge? Mm-hmm. Think not. Luckily, the plane was already off the ground and into international airspace before the judge completely ruled. And so
what are these people thinking?
I don't know.
How can you even think, yeah, this is what's good for the American people that I theoretically, you know, am here to protect at some level?
Hootie's bad, Blowfish good. Oh wait, Blowfish, well it could be good, but you better be careful.
Yeah, you kill
if you play with Blowfish.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because people eat it.
And this isn't a Hootie like it's in Hootie. Some would say Hootie.
Well, I mean,
or Hootie.
Hootie was never his name. We did that,
you
didn't we?
You don't think that was his natural born name? And he formed a band called the Blowfish?
And then he changed his name to what? What's his name now?
He's Drucker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's funny.
All right, so the leader of this jihadist terror organization, commonly known as Hooties, announced a new campaign against American and Israeli oppression. You know who's oppressed? The Hooties that take the orders from the chief Hooties. That's who's oppressed.
Hmm.
They're the ones that go and die while the fat cats sit back and call the shots.
Yeah.
And just keep getting richer and fatter. But it's all for the cause. We're being oppressed. Remember, we're being oppressed. Yeah, some of them are living like in gutter and other areas where they are living really in the lap of luxury.
Yeah.
But they send people to their death for the cause.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so now it's a new campaign against American and Israeli oppression. That was an unhinged speech that came out on Sunday, threatening to escalate against American military assets in the Middle East. Well, we'll see. Trump's airstrikes appear to be a response themselves to the Houthis threatening to resume attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea region last week after a relative lull in maritime terrorism following the implementation of a tentative ceasefire between Hamas and the Nation of Israel. You ever wonder why a lot of the stuff that does take place on the water doesn't always seem to get as widely reported as it should?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. then most people would become what they should be, which is anti-terrorist.
Yeah.
But they don't want you to know, I guess, all the different evil things that they're up to. So, what does that mean? Oh, that their cause is just, I guess. And, you know, murdering innocent people is perfectly okay for your so-called just cause.
Well, I don't know. You look at the, the college kids and the folks that come in for the little protest. They seem to think that sort of lifestyle and activity is okay.
Yeah, they're brainwashed.
Yeah.
They're not dumb either. That's part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are quite smart in some ways that you measure that.
Book smart, maybe.
Yeah, but they've succumbed to this. I don't know. They make you feel maybe guilty. Well, many of these have been, you know, raised through schools that taught them that, you know, America is kind of, you know, it's inherently evil. Yeah, it's pretty much a bad place. And, you know, we give smallpox to Native Americans. And, you know, that's how we operate.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, don't say anything about, you know, rescuing, you know, the Jews at the hands of the Nazis and things like that. And, you know, freeing all the people in Europe that would have been under, Nazi control. Yeah, yeah.
No, let's go buy us a T-shirt with, you know, some Cuban.
Che Guevara on
there.
Yeah,
exactly.
Anything about his murderous history.
You know, they're, you know, rebels protecting the average person.
Yeah, there's a romanticism that goes
with it. But they don't get the whole story.
So, U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin are expected to speak this week. Officials did announce this on Sunday as Washington and Kyiv's European allies press Moscow to accept a ceasefire in the three-year war. And, Putin's going to want something for that ceasefire, and it will be a negotiation. And who better to be part of a negotiation than the man who wrote the book himself, The Art of the Deal? So, yes, this president is doing exactly the right thing. Can you trust Putin per se? No, of course not. But that doesn't mean you should just sit by and watch people die when there are things that maybe you can help to come to fruition that would be beneficial to those involved, especially the innocent folks on the ground. All right. Let's see. Speaker Mike Johnson. Basically, in a nutshell, he says, Democrats seem to hate President Trump more than they love America.
Seems about right.
It really is when you look at the things that they say and how they behave. It really is a derangement syndrome. They're off to the races, and they don't even want to hear anything that takes some of the air out of their so-called arguments. They can't defend their positions, so of course they don't want to. Look, when you feel strongly about something, if you truly feel it, you should be able to defend it. Mm-hmm. That's why people, if they want to attack, Christianity or whatever, I'm no expert in it, but I feel like I can defend it pretty well. Because I care about it. There's a level of passion there. Mm-hmm. Why do these people that post all this stuff refuse to do any homework unless it's on the Salon or some other website that's clearly, far left wackadoodle? Because they don't want to know differently than what they're led to believe. It is a comfort zone for them. But then they get mad if somebody, unfriends them. They get mad if somebody will question them. Hey, I was just wondering, is everything that Trump did bad? Or, cutting waste and fraud, can there be some good things about that? No. Huh. The price of eggs actually has come down. No. And then they cite the article. They put the article in there, a link to the article. Yeah, the price of eggs is going down. Nope, they won't accept that. And it goes on and on and on. They hear it, they repeat it, and that's all they want to know, and that's all they need to know. Mm-hmm. And you see, that's un-American, frankly, when you can't have a debate. When it's, no, this is what's going on. Trump is evil. And Elon Musk is stealing from us. Somebody said, is that... But what's the word I'm looking for? Elon has government contracts.
Right.
Yet he's working to cut the fat out of said government. So is that a conflict? Is there a conflict of interest? And, of course, the lefties will come out and go, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Not if it's not dealing with the spending that impacts him.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he doesn't have... as long as he's not directing more work or bigger contracts his way, which he's not, then there is no conflict there. Because if you want to play that game, you're telling me the people in Congress and our leaders, so-called leaders, that don't create conflicts every day between laws that they are helping to write and businesses and stocks they take advantage of because of said laws and regulations, etc. Give me a break. It's 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And I wish you a very happy St. Patrick's Day on 97.3 The Sky. It was on this date, way back in 461, back when we were just three digits old.
Wow, that's going way back.
March 17th, 461, St. Patrick died. Yes.
Oh.
Isn't it weird he died on his day?
What are the odds of that? What are the odds?
I'm sorry, sometimes I can't help myself. I don't know if you know the story. Let's see if I can do it in a quick way. There was a book that was written about his last years. He was born in Great Britain, they believe probably in Scotland, to a well-to-do Christian family of Roman citizens. Patrick was captured and enslaved at age 16 by Irish marauders. For the next 6 years, he worked as a herder in Ireland, turning to a deepening religious faith for comfort. Following the counsel of a voice he heard in a dream one night, he escaped and found passage on a ship to Britain, where he was eventually reunited with his family. Yay! That's it, right? No! Listen to this. So, while in Britain, he has another dream in which an individual named Victoricus gave him a letter entitled The Voice of the Irish. As he read it, Patrick seemed to hear the voices of Irishmen pleading for him to return to their country and walk among them once again. Can you imagine that? You were held there. You were taken by Irish marauders, and you were held for 6 years. You were captive. And he hears a voice, he thinks, of Irishmen pleading for him to return. After studying for the priesthood, Patrick was ordained a bishop. He arrived in Ireland in 433 and began preaching the gospel, converting many thousands of Irish and building churches around the country. After 40 years of living in poverty, teaching, traveling, and working tirelessly, Patrick died on March 17th, 461 in Saul, where he had built his first church. Isn't that something? I mean, look. It's hard to put all the pieces together, but they believe that's pretty close to how things went down. It really is a big story. And, you know, all we as Americans, unfortunately, or maybe even around the world, it's a day we drink green beer. So there's much more to that story. As I've become like my dad, I'm a fan of history.
Yes.
Learning more. Mm-hmm. It's like I wish I had really gotten into it and had a passion for it when I was much younger. And I did a little bit, and that was probably because of my dad. He read, I don't know, I'm not exaggerating, 4 books a week in many cases. Novels. That was after he was retired. Before that, he was probably reading one a week. All right. Co-Gators. Wow. Did you see the game? I did. The whole thing. And they were awesome. The Florida Gators beat the Tennessee Volunteers yesterday to clinch the SEC championship 86-77, and the Gators just looked super strong. I mean, if they can continue at this kind of pace and this rate, I think they'll do very well and will be in the talk. They're in the talk right now for the national championship, and they got a number one seed in their bracket. So go Gators. They take on Norfolk State Friday in Raleigh at 6:50 p.m. And, a lot of people do the bracket things, and, you know, you can do them for fun. There's things you can do online. It's nearly impossible to get them all right.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's fun, and, you know, you can pick all the favorites, and you'll lose. You can pick some upsets,
yeah,
and you'll lose. You have to pick the exact right upsets, the exact right favorites. But it makes the games a little more interesting and exciting when you start to kind of shape it out how you think it's going to be. And I'm going to do that. I look forward to kind of setting mine down. Are you going to, Greg? I know you're not a big basketball fan.
Not a huge deal.
You just, now you don't want to do
I'll
it at all.
Along. No.
You don't play at all?
I don't get into the whole brackets and all. No, none of that. No. For any sport of that kind of thing, doesn't really. No,
if it was like gun brands, you know, and they were breaking it down to like at the end, it would be like the best brand or whatever. He would do that.
Oh, now we're
right.
Okay, see now, yeah. Okay, so you know,
M&K is going against Glock or something like that.
H&K, yeah,
H&K,
them too. Yeah, uh-huh.
MLK.
Suddenly, yeah,
all the guns.
My staccato makes my HKs look like peasants. I don't get it.
44 caliber, 43 caliber, all of them.
All the numbers, Bob says. All those numbers.
My AR-17.
Yeah. I used to like Joe Biden.
Yeah. Just like him.
Oh.
Wow.
Where's he lately? What's he doing?
Eating Scrapple in Scrapple, Pennsylvania.
Oh, that explains
it. Going back to his roots.
Okay. Hadn't seen him lately. Well, kind
no,
of
he has been off the radar screen.
He really has. I mean,
I hope he's all right. I don't wish him any ill will.
He hasn't been all right for a long
time. Hope he gets to enjoy all that money that he helped to funnel.
I know. You know, when you look at it that way, it's kind of like, really? You spent your whole chunk of your career doing all these illegal things, and then at some point, what's it really accomplish?
During the online overtime segment of Friday's broadcast of Real Time, host Bill Maher said that environmental money spent by the Biden administration in its final days was, quote, just funneling money to people who are not solving the problem. Yeah, you think? And the groups that got the money, quote, were not really environmental groups, and they had no experience in doing it. Yeah, that's absolutely true. Bill Maher, he's... you know, starting to say a lot of common sense things. So pretty soon the lefties, it won't be long, they'll stop watching them. They don't want to hear it. They really don't want to hear the voice of reason.
But it's still good in a sense, though, when you've got somebody like that who has been so lefty, kind of looking every once in a while like he makes sense sometimes. And you hope that the word gets out. Maybe it plants a seed in someone else's mind. You know?
What it is even though I don't agree with him on most issues,
right?
The bottom line is he's a pretty smart guy. And so what happens if you're a pretty smart guy is there's a certain point in which you say, now, wait a second. That is simply not true.
Right.
I might like the people who are presenting this or whatever, but I just can't go along with it intellectually. It just doesn't work for me.
Right.
And so, he's right that, what was it, $2 billion coming to groups affiliated with Stacey Abrams?
Yeah.
It was a ridiculous amount of money. It was all done at the last minute. And one of the groups that received a huge amount of money had only, had $100 in their coffer the year before. In other words, they didn't have any experience.
They weren't real, no.
In how you could possibly spend that money, even if you were doing it for the right reasons. Which they're not. 9 o'clock stretch is coming up next. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here and is definitely a happy St. Patrick's Day. Enjoy 97.3 The Sky.